Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson. The Voice of God from the New Testament reading, Acts 9, 19 through 31, reading from the New Century Version. After he'd ate some food, his strength returned, and Saul preaches in Damascus. Saul stayed with the followers of Jesus in Damascus for a few days. Soon he began to preach about Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "Jesus is the Son of God." And all the people who heard him were amazed, and they said, "This is the man who was in Jerusalem trying to destroy those who trust in his name. He came here to arrest the followers of Jesus and take them back to the leading priest." But Saul grew more powerful. His proofs that Jesus is the Christ were so strong that his own people in Damascus could not argue with him. After many days, they made plans to kill Saul. They were watching the city gates day and night, but Saul learned about their plan. And one night, some of the followers of Saul helped him leave the city by lowering him in a basket through an opening in the city wall. Saul preaches in Jerusalem. When Saul went to Jerusalem, he tried to join the group of followers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe he was really a follower. But Barnabas accepted Saul and took him to the apostles. Barnabas explained to them that Saul had seen the Lord on the road and the Lord had spoken to Saul. Then he told them how boldly Saul had preached in the name of Jesus in Damascus. And so Saul stayed with the followers, going everywhere in Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. He would often talk and argue with the Jewish people who spoke Greek, but they were trying to kill him. And when the followers learned about this, they took Saul to Caesarea and from there sent him to Tarsus. The church everywhere in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had a time of peace and became stronger, respecting the Lord by the way they lived and being encouraged by the Holy Spirit. The group of believers continued to grow. The Voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing thevoiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review The Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. Let's take a breath and have a prayer. Living God, long ago, faithful women proclaimed the good news of Jesus' resurrection, and the world was forever changed. Teach us to keep faith with them, that our witness be as bold, our love as deep, and our faith as true. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.